Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 54, Jalinar's Memories. I'm Alan, and this is my co-host, Mike.
Hello, everybody.
Was that a sufficiently long introduction that you're ready?
I'm just about ready. I'm quickly scrambling to find a pen and a piece of paper so I can jot the start time on the recording, so it makes editing a bit easier.
Fair enough.
21 minutes, 50 seconds. That's how long we've been...
What?
Well, that's how long we've been online so far before we start recording proper.
That's going to be a record even for us. Yeah, I mentioned our pre-show natter in the tweet, but... Right, my finger is hovering over the spacebar.
Okay.
Bad line. Wait. Sit. Stay. Go, kitty. Sorry, I watched the episode of Chuck where they encountered actual tiger, Bengal tiger.
Oh, yeah, it chased him through the house, didn't it?
Amongst other things. I believe Chuck's last comment on Morgan was, Morgan, you turned my sister's apartment into kitty litter.
Are you a fan of science fiction and fantasy? Do you enjoy genre television and comic books? Then you should be listening to the Sci-Fi Dig podcast found at scifidig.com, where every week I discuss an episode of genre television. Sci-Fi Dig, it's not just a podcast, it's a community. SciFiDig.com.
Three, two, one. Cue line. Fade and dialing gate. Stock, I'd say.
Yep, the little wobble that the gate always does.
And we're closing. What? Since when do we close the iris when we dial out?
Who says we're dialing out?
What's up?
Receiving GDO transmission. It's the token, sir.
Open the iris.
Because it was spinning. It doesn't spin when people dial in.
Maybe.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. It just goes clunk, 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 and then stops. Doesn't it?
Hmm.
We'll have to check that. I've sworn it didn't spin when people were dialing in. Ah, Soaker.
Mark II. How are you?
Samantha.
Watch out, Sam. Missing
sounds
up.
A bit of a slut, really, isn't she?
She's what?
Sounds a bit of a slut, really. Yeah. You've got my tooth. You've got what's-his-face from the Tolan. I mean, is she playing two off against each other? She decided, these people I've never met. They never will meet. I can shag them both if I want.
Sokar.
Oh, my God.
As far as we know, he is still alive.
As far as you know?
You are familiar with the way Sokar has assumed the persona of the entity on Earth known as the Devil?
Yeah. A bit pretentious, don't you think?
Ooh.
Jack's being cynical. Shock. My tooth's looking a bit more wrinkly than he did last time. Jack actually looked almost Botoxed.
As in a place of eternal suffering and damnation from which there is no return.
No, time moves on.
And Sam looks like she's wearing standard mousse rather than sort of carve your hair from a plastic...
budget like, cuts all around.
Her hair actually looks normal and relatively long. So, written by Sonny Wareham and Daniel Stashover, whoever the hell they are.
Yeah, a couple of writers. This was the only episode of the franchise they did. Not really much to say about them, to be honest.
Clearly they didn't do too well, because Robert C. Cooper came in to write part two. Because it was like, okay, we gave you a chance, that was crap. I probably provided the outline and let them write it. And decided, no, you know what, I'll just do it myself. Go away.
Well, perhaps they walked away. You know, saw this television lot, went in rewrites within 6 hours of putting in the first script.
Hmm.
Write a novel, you've only got your editor calling up every 6 months. Where is it? Jolinar's Memories.
So, what are we really talking about here? Neytu is a moon that orbits Sokar's home planet. A very hot moon, I take it.
It is indeed a place where fires burn strong.
But you know for sure that my father is still alive.
Cameron Agonzero, a.k.a. Sam's dad, is J.R. Bourne Martouf.
Yes, that's him.
William DeVere, I also recognize.
Watch the hands.
But Sokol would rather see his victim suffer than die.
So we're talking about a rescue mission here.
Unfortunately, to our knowledge, no one has ever escaped from NATO.
Oh.
No one except for Jolinar.
Yes. We'll leave that.
So good news, then.
Of course, it makes sense. The Gould impersonating the devil would naturally create a place like NATO. Natu is from the Book of Amtat, which is kind of a how-to guide on passing through the ancient Egyptian otherworld regions.
Sorry, Jeff keeps appearing and disappearing offline. The little beep-boop noises start to get my nerves.
And
what little we know is largely based on the legends that have been perpetuated by Sokar himself.
The two extras, you know, on either side of Martouf there are kind of going, I think the guy with the black hair was sort of going, damn it, why didn't I get lines? I wanted lines.
And they do get a bit of screen time.
Yeah, but they look slightly puzzled.
Her recovery was long and painful. She was encouraged to remember how she escaped, but she refused to speak of it.
You got to wonder how many takes this scene went through, because they're sitting there. Oh, God.
Yeah, especially the closest one. He's probably thinking, what should I do? What sort of expression should I have?
So he's gone for one of mild constipation. Yeah, see, he's like, hang on, there isn't a toilet seat in this
place you're describing.
The Tok'ra have technology that aids in the recall of memories, but you must be willing to use it.
Well, if we're going in on this one, sir, we're going to need a couple more units.
A full military incursion will be impossible, Colonel O'Neill.
We do covert.
This is the line you should drop in. Jack, covert. Is covert a word you would associate with Jack?
Not in this guise, no. But obviously, being Black Ops, he must have been pretty good at it at one time.
The Tok'ra believe that Sokar is about to launch a massive attack against the System Lords.
Isn't that good news?
The chaotic and futile disorganization of the System Lord's fragmented rule is a far more vulnerable target than that of one powerful Goa'uld.
That's it, Tilt, you tell him. I mean, that's a bit ominous, isn't it? Jolinar escapes from this place, but it's something she'll never talk about. If Martouf had active imagination, he'd really be worried. Or worried while she was alive, of course.
Oh, yes.
Without wanting to sound overly dramatic, the fate of the galaxy may be at stake.
Sounds a bit overly dramatic.
Sounds like we can't refuse. Colonel, you have a go.
When do we leave?
As soon as you're ready. If you're all sure you understand what you were volunteering for.
You said hell, right? Well, I'm going to end up there sooner or later. Might as well check out the neighborhood, huh?
This is more vital strategic information which Duck is just revealing now.
No, I'll let him off on this respect, because it's something that should be obvious to everybody in the SGC.
Mm-hmm.
By having so much infighting, it keeps the System Lords in check.
True.
And obviously Sokar is considered, even by the Tok'ra, to be that powerful. Given the right circumstances, he could become the System Lord, and then all hell will break loose, as it were.
Have I mentioned to you that I hate surprises?
We have a long journey ahead of us. There'll be much time to inform you of all the details.
Now, see, that puts me in a position to be surprised.
Chevron 7 is locked.
Master.
You will bring your father back safely.
Yes, we will.
Coat, door.
Cheer up, Jack. Yes. Don't look so pensive, Sam.
Jack's clearly of the opinion, and Sam's like, damn it, this is my new hairstyle. I've just been trying it out.
They're not exactly going into this mission with a lot of confidence, are they?
No. Is he muttering into the headset?
Yeah, I think so.
No, Chevron Black. It's like, Chevron 6 encoded.
He don't want to interrupt him. The important people are talking.
Yes. You're just an extra. Be happy that your lips are moving and don't make any noise.
Or else we're bringing Walter back.
Where is Walter? I miss Walter. You know, I want to see Walter off-world. Off-world Walter. Where's Wally? That's it. I assume we made that joke around season one. Did we?
I don't think so.
We didn't make a Where's Wally joke about Walter? How the hell did we miss that? Why on earth did they ring on board?
I don't understand how that worked, even. Did they dig a hole underneath?
Towards the ship and... What? No.
I think it was just an excuse to have a nice little CGI shot.
Oh, for the love of God.
It'd probably... don't open that, Daniel. Tilt, shotgun.
Tilt looking uncharacteristically stoic.
Oh, a little in-joke on the upgrades.
Yes. Oh, they're comparing this to Arish's
shuttle.
You know, super ship. Whereas this is a sort of a more basic model, and Jack's not impressed.
This is a little 1100 Metro.
You realise maybe 4 of our listenership will actually get that.
Well, I don't know of any small cars in America. They don't kind of do that thing, do they?
Oh, Martouf said indeed, but not in the Tia context.
Yeah, don't count then. Oh, God, look at him. Sorry, miserable bunch.
Even Sam looks unhappy. Can you imagine Sam with PMS and a gun? I mean, seriously, he said, trying to piss off the female listenership, all 6 of them. Sorry if you're listening, Audra. It's the only probable female listener we have that I know by name.
Oh, we have a few.
I'm sure we do.
Half our feedback is from women.
What?
Yeah.
I thought we just had Stephen and David and Jay.
No, Jennifer's got in touch with us. Shelley's got in touch with us.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I knew I'd have had another page open. You told me I shouldn't.
When Sokar conquered Dalmec and made it his home world, transformed the moon's environment to suit the myths.
Sounds like you went to an awful lot of trouble.
He filled the atmosphere with barely breathable toxins, then blasted numerous holes in the moon's surface, releasing the molten core. As I apply the memory device, you will feel a sharp pain.
We've actually all experienced this technology before.
Good. Then you will know what to expect.
Ah, the memory device.
Is this like the one with the zzzt into the side of her head?
That's it.
Has it already bizzed? Did I miss it?
It's already bizzed, yep. She flinched accordingly. But okay. we don't have a 3D screen. What a cop-out.
No. Instead...
Gee.
Thank you.
You can describe what you see.
I'm ready.
Sam?
In here.
Cookies. Oh, young Sam. Reliving the time when she learnt about her mother's death. Probably not the memory she wanted to recall on going on this dangerous mission.
No.
Young Sam, played by Christine Kennedy.
Looks very much like our Sam facially. Eyes a lot bluer, though.
I'm sorry, I'm stuck in my own past.
Think of Jelena. The last night we spent together before she was captured by Sokar. We walked along the ridge of Noctana. There were 2 moons out that night.
So basically, he wants her to think about shagging.
Recall the good memories.
I see it. You didn't speak of Shalinar leaving. You both knew it was dangerous, but she had to go.
So who's playing Jolinar's host there? Or did you look that up?
Well, that you've got me, but I can find out. Tanya Reid.
That was fast. Did you do IMDb page open already?
Of course. Just on the off chance.
Damn preparedness. Okay, in fairness.
I think she liked that.
Yes, that's probably...
When the menfolk look away awkwardly. We shouldn't be watching this.
We spent all night together. Is that Sam's way of saying we shit each other's brains out?
I would imagine so. Yeah,
we could. That you're looking away uncomfortably, thinking, "Yeah, Daniel, like you haven't banged everything with a person in the past 3 seasons, despite supposedly looking for your wife and then grieving for your wife, which took all of a week." You know, he cannot blame character. It wasn't even her body. And surely Martouf wants to explore this new body.
It's been my belief that Jolene kept her experience and Natu a secret because she believed it might come between us. I want you to hold anything back for the same reason. Don't have to protect me.
She wants to try it again.
The question is, what does she want to try again? I've been listening to too much GWC. Everything's an entendre. They're even worse than I am. I didn't think that was possible. Yes, the power of a schlong compels you, sir. With all due respect to Chuck, Sean and Audra for that one.
Yeah, I've heard this week's episode.
Oh, then you've heard me on it.
Yes.
She likes my accent. Yay.
Shut it off!
Do it! Sokar? That's a fancy costume.
Yes.
That's a little pain stick. I'm sure it's got a proper name, but I can't remember it at this point.
It's a pain stick.
That's a very vivid memory.
Clearly.
But then again, they should have known. She's
really not having fun with this, is she?
The pain was...
I am sorry. The memory technology can provide very realistic sensory recall.
You know what, if you have a talent for understatement. Yeah,
that should have come from Tilk, after you're on the floor screaming, oh, by the way.
Where is Tilk?
He's flying. He's doing the Ryanair, we only want one pilot, we don't even need a co-pilot these days.
Really?
Oh yeah, that's the latest. Let's save money by only having one pilot.
Thinking the FAA probably told them no.
Should have realised that if she felt the pleasure of the memory of being with Martouf via Jolinar, she's going to feel the pain as well.
Go on, you're a good thing.
They put her in a descent pod. There was a fire all around. It was hard to breathe.
Ooh, a bit.
Ooh, Baldiguld. System Squire? System Knight? You got System Lord. What's the level below Lord? Duke. System Duke.
I don't think it works like that.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not going to be able to do this.
You have to. Hey, Marty. A word?
Marty?
This is not a super happy fun time, is it?
Super happy fun time.
There's two alpha males here.
Yes, but Jack's taller.
Bet he's older.
And, well, Martouf is probably older. What age Martouf's host is open to question.
Well, in that case, then, Martouf has experience and Lantash has the pelvic movement.
Helmet movement?
Pelvic.
Oh. What?
Like the episode of Quantum Leap where Sam jumped back into himself as a 17-year-old. A 17-year-old armed with all the experience of a 30-year-old. Dangerous.
I'd rather go back to 12 myself.
And leave you and Jacob down there to, what, rot? With no means of escape. All right, first of all, Carter's not going to let you go without her. Secondly, I won't let it happen. Thirdly, Jolinar escaped. But if Samantha could not recall how... I know, I heard you. And forgive the bravado.
Yes.
And Daniel, who's not exactly in a happy frame of mind, less than attractive. Mm. Well, who the hell do you think you are, Samantha?
No, I mean, he did just lose his wife.
And rebound. His girlfriend.
And then realised that his girlfriend was actually an evil person who wanted to kill everyone. Nice choice there, Daniel. Maybe you could work it out in relationship counselling.
It's just so confusing. Images and faces, fragments of thoughts and feelings...
That really doesn't look well on her. I mean, she did a matching one on the other temple. I'm sure there are people who have actually... and I'm not just talking temporary glue-ons here. You know some people are into serious body modification.
Yeah.
People will probably have those things implanted, as in little screws into the bone.
But I get this horrible, sick feeling when I remember it.
Something happened between him and Jolinar.
Something worse than the torture and pain. Something Jolinar never wanted Martouf to find out about.
Ooh.
It's a nice little effect.
We don't have a cloak, then?
No, this ship is, a base model. I mean, Martouf didn't even realise that the cloaking technology was there.
Right at the coordinates.
Okay, we're here. If this had been a funnier episode, they'll at least have Jack saying, "Are we there yet?"
We must keep the disc concealed from any denizens we may encounter. I will leave it on a minimal setting so that you may continue to work through Jolinar's memories as we go.
So every now and again,
the back of our head. So it's kind of embedded there. It's going to damage entirely different brain structures.
Sokar would not send someone down to Natu with weapons.
Yeah. So.
So.
The denizens would know we were not sent by Sokar. We must attempt to blend in the hope that we would be allowed to move about freely as denizens.
So?
Okay, we'll attempt to blend, but we're not going down there unarmed.
Yeah, Jack is taking his gun no matter what.
We believe this device will penetrate the atmosphere.
We believe
We should be able to speak to Tilk as long as the ship remains in orbit of the moon.
Yeah, not exactly a well-planned endeavor.
I'm not even sure if she's remembered enough, so they're going down anyway. Doesn't this directly contradict what...
You know, on the surface, this is a crazy mission.
Isn't this the thing that he told them not to touch?
Well, yeah, because that's where the self-destruct system was, wasn't it?
Yes. So what?
No, well, it was Daniel who was touching it before.
The pods are launched at a great velocity.
And that's supposed to make me feel better, or...?
They are equipped with heat-dampening shields and anti-gravity wave generators that will slow our descent.
Well, that's pretty good technology for an escape capsule.
Hmm.
Anti-gravity dampers and... jeez.
No, they're not going to rain down, then.
That's it, Jack. Don't look surprised. Just step right in. This is where you need a red shirt. You go first.
Oh.
Now, do you think they only had one of these devices? That's why we saw each one going in rather than a full.
Oh, yeah. Because you're going to see, yes, the individual shots of the thing closing. You only see a closing completely on the last one because... Actually, that looked rather cheap, CG.
Oh, we can forgive them.
We can forgive them for stealing the Battlestar Galactic launch sequence.
Yeah, this double episode, virtually the entire budget went on the actual set.
Yeah.
Set design.
Getting kind of hot in here. We're now entering the atmosphere.
Colonel O'Neill. I don't think he can hear you, Tilk.
Oh, dear. This is where things start to go wahoony shaped. Still keeping with the Egyptian theme, and this is the surface. Now, they could have landed miles apart. And they didn't bring breathing apparatus?
Well, perhaps there's a designated area for the escape pods to land, so they can get the prisoners, or the condemned souls, into the complex.
Why is that always the complex? Why is it never the simple? That would be the planet in the background, then.
I'm going to say those pods must have been guided, because I wouldn't like to be fired blind down there.
No.
10 yards away from a pit, a pool of lava.
No, the pod can survive re-entry. I presume it can survive lava for a bit.
Yeah, for a bit. The onboard computer's not sure if you're still in space or out, so it just keeps going on, letting you go on deeper and deeper.
And then automatically opens.
Yeah.
It'd be quick.
My lungs are burning.
Well, at least it's a dry heat.
How does an SG patch jacket help them blend?
That's a good point.
You know, what part of blending does it is a towery military uniform? Please explain this concept of blending to me once again.
Well, at least they've got communications back.
Yeah.
Obviously, very few people would recognize it for what it is, but they would recognize that it's different.
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
Being here has helped. This should lead us to the underground remains of the old colony. It's one of the only inhabitable places left.
Is it actually getting hotter in here? A little of both, probably.
There's something up ahead.
Well, you're going deeper, Daniel. Of course it's getting hotter.
Why aren't they choking on the obvious clouds of sulfur? They drill. And suddenly, as if by magic, a wall appeared.
Anybody home?
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Well... certainly not Emerald City.
Ooh, an Oz reference.
What did he say?
It's not the Emerald City.
Yeah. Okay, we have an Oz reference. Yay. We don't have an Indeed from Teok. Somebody asked me the other day how many we'd had, and I said, well, we're on season 3, episode 10, and we've had about 4. You must have seriously stacked them up in later seasons.
Howdy, folks. We're new in these parts. I know that's hard to tell, but it's true.
Yeah, we're new in town.
Mm-hmm.
Do we blend in?
Yes.
Now, these bunch of people look like bad guys, but you'd actually think a bad guy would be useful to Sokar.
Mm.
He'd be sending people here who were his enemies, but, you know, for their intellect, not for the brutish strength.
Mm.
As you want, why not? Weren't they aliens in Trek?
Ah, it's your friend of mine, the unknown Gould.
What does that mean?
It's the name I couldn't remember. We've come to see Bynar.
Who are you? People of little consequence pay no attention to us.
People.
Who's this guy?
He is Nayanak, first prime to Bynar, lord of Natu.
Sorry?
Jack, we're people of no consequence. Ignore us. Nayanak.
I don't think so. Back off. Back off, little there, folks.
Okay, was this the time to pull out your weapon? Ooh, shrugged off a bullet pretty well there, didn't he?
He's a ghoul, isn't he?
Not the blokes he shot.
I'm Samantha Carter, host of Jalinar of Malkshore.
Was he squashing Jack to the ground from that distance? This is a seriously more powerful hand device than the one we've known.
He probably can focus energy over a longer distance, whereas Sam just had, you know, one huge blast which filled the entire tunnel.
Yes, and liquefied Seth's organs. So apart from giving the ghoul a quick drink, there wasn't really much he could do.
Oh.
Thank you.
No health and safety laws here, is there?
No.
Mind the step.
First one's a bugger.
I said Jack, always polite.
The smells keep getting better and better, don't they?
I don't think Jack was being polite.
Well, that is you, Jack.
Yes, it's very much a sort of...
This doesn't look encouraging.
Now, this, I think, owes more to Roman mythology than Egyptian. You know, the bare-chested slaves.
I thought Sokar wouldn't allow any weapons. So far, we've seen a staff weapon and a hand device.
I do not understand it myself.
Surprise, surprise.
I say it isn't a surprise, is it? Because there's only Joel and I who's ever escaped from this place, and she wouldn't talk about it. You know, so the Tok'ra pretty much knew literally nothing what was going on down here, how it was run or organized.
I was sure he was the one that helped her escape.
Why?
She,
They pretty much screwed the pooch on this one.
Go on, say it, Sam. He gets it. She cheated on you, Martouf. Ah, dear.
I'm sorry. Look, he's the key. Now, Bynar may not have knowingly helped Jalinar, but I'm sure he must know how she escaped.
Fair.
Dad?
Am I dreaming?
No, we're real.
It's not a dream, it's a nightmare.
Are you crazy?
Apparently.
Yeah, that's about sums it up, Jack. Yeah, the surprising thing is she wasn't looking for him straight away. Crazy sums up this mission.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but in the realms of stupid questions, are you okay? Kind of tops it there.
Yeah. Where are you hurt? Can we help you? Do you need water? Do you need food? We've got a bit on us.
Hang in there. We're going to get you out of here.
Marty.
We're not sure how yet, but... Oh, that Marty. Yeah, keep him warm. Oh, fair enough. I thought they were going to use it to keep him warm. Not.
No.
Are you going to make it?
Not here. Unless we get him out of this place soon, he will die.
keep him warm.
That's what was going to be the comment.
Yeah, I'm really thinking, no, not kind of necessary, unless he's my colleague, Aaron, who seems happiest at about 32 degrees. I'm happiest at 18. Oh, dear. Ah.
Oh, how fortunate to be looking in that exact direction.
Well, I'm sure the light would have caught his eye.
Well, the ship could have been pointed in the opposite direction.
Me too.
And here is Sokar himself.
Indeed.
I am humbled by your presence, my Lord Sokar. Bynar, Lord of Matu. I do not have time to hear of the sufferings of the damned on this day.
Allow me to offer thanks for returning the Tok'ra Jolinar, the one who betrayed me, so that I may seek my revenge.
Of what do you speak?
She arrived today with three others.
I did not send her to you.
I have a question. Why does Bynar only have one eye?
It is explained later in the episode.
But surely you could heal it.
It depends who did it and why. Sokar is a vengeful god.
Sokar's a hoodie. Sokar would be banned from a lot of shopping centres around Ireland.
Go now. Report back to me in one day. Heed my command.
Without fail, my lord.
Ah, Sokar, played by David Palfy, goes on
to
play...
How can you tell? Sokar is just a glowing eye and a silhouette.
He goes on to play another bad guy in the Stargate franchise.
Mm-hmm.
A bit Palantine, isn't he?
Yes. Palpatine, I think, is what you're aiming for.
Who's Palantine, then?
I have no idea, but Palpatine is the Star Wars guy I think you are.
That's who I'm thinking of. Palantine.
I get the impression that's a Tok'ra.
Well, it's amazing how many there are. Just dotted about.
What is it with the... Sokar's just a little bit crazy, isn't he? Sokar, he's so crazy.
Ah, Palantine. It's a Latin word for somebody high up in the royal court. Don't know where I knew that from.
Etymology speaking, it's probably where they got... I think Palpatine was a Roman senator under Nero, if memory serves.
You will control an army big enough to rule the galaxy, if that is so.
When is all this supposed to happen?
The attack was to take place 2 weeks from the time I was captured. That was 4 days ago.
We must relay this to the Tok'ra immediately.
Teal, come in.
Well done, Martouf.
Yes, and how will you do that?
O'Neill, it is I.
We found Jacob. He's in pretty rough shape.
Have you yet determined a means of escape?
No, not yet. Martouf wants to talk to you, though.
It is I.
It is I.
Well, who did you think it is? O'Neill. It's yeah. Sokar.
Who's calling? You mean who's calling?
So 1324, your caller cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave your message after the beep.
The answer machine goes, what's he doing up there? Speak quick. Oh, too late.
Speak quickly or forever hold your piece of blue jelly.
Snap the cart. You will come with me.
Who's calling?
Now.
Come and get her yourself, yes.
This may be our only way out of here.
How do you figure?
If I can just get close to Bynar, talk to him.
Move!
Oh, knick-knacks back.
Paddywhack, give the dog a staff.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Look after my dad.
He's in the dungeon, he's at gunpoint, yet he can't help but be a sarcastic son.
Well, technically he's at staff point. No? Okay, fair enough. That's going to be edited, isn't it?
No, I'll leave it in.
As if it weren't hot enough, he's got a ruddy gas mask and a heavy gold sort of veil thing.
It works, though. Actually, if you haven't seen this episode, it works.
Sorry, I actually gestured at my chin there when I mentioned the veil thing.
Funnily enough, the actor playing this neo-net role is Dion Johnson, who was in Rules of Engagement.
What? But...
In this shot, just doing the costume shot.
Heavy lifting.
Yeah, if you like. Yeah.
The Babylon 5 equivalent would be doing the short shots.
Yeah, he's doing the David Prowse.
Enter.
Biner. I see you've got yourself a fresh new body. Yum. I can't wait to sample this.
Nice to watch.
Yes, knowing what we know, seeing this guy in a subservient role. Is it water or is it? It is water, isn't it? Which I suppose is a very, really very precious resource aboard this place.
That's a lot of pus in the wound.
Yes.
Not pleasant.
Meow.
Yeah. It's Bob Dawson. Been in the X-Files and Millennium.
How then do you know of Jolinar?
I once carried her.
I should have known. Jolinar would have died on the surface. Before she showed her face to me again.
Because she betrayed you.
Look at what Sokar took from me because of her.
He's got one of those faces. I will say, that's bloody good eye makeup.
It is. Every time you go back to it, it looks like there's more pus.
Well, I presume it's oozing.
Exactly. And there you have it.
Oopsie.
Sokar was not very happy. So he didn't cut his eye out. He gouged his eye out.
You couldn't grow another one? Apparently the Samoons even can't heal.
I imagine even the Gwold inside him is a little bit scared of Sokar. You even try to repair that damage. Okay, wasn't that funny?
I know, but I don't think I've got my Muttley laugh properly recorded.
There's always room for Muttley.
Indeed. Look up Wacky Races, folks, or Stop the Pigeon.
Sokar enjoys hearing about the suffering.
What's that?
Sokar comes here?
No. Binar goes to the planet.
How do you know?
I saw him there before I was captured.
You know how he gets there?
Binar goes to him.
Yeah. Do you believe him? He's not making up, Martouf.
He's not winding up, Martouf. I mean, seriously.
Awesome, though. Plan comes together. Da, 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 da.
Sam looks very sort of lost little girl with a daughter on her face, doesn't she?
She's probably realising what she may have to do.
What? Or whom?
And lie back and think of your country. Not England this time. Just
lie back and think of Canada, Sam.
Yeah. That's tricky, isn't it? You're an American, but you're filming in Canada, but you were born in England.
Was she?
Yeah.
Sam or Amanda?
Amanda.
I didn't know that. I just know certain seasons, Sanctuary Season 2, Episode 9, I think. My friend randomly threw up Episode 9, so I'm assuming that. Where's Sanctuary Season 3? Grr. Oh, crap. True Blood starts tonight, and I forgot to set up the record. It's probably not on this early, not knowing True Blood.
Ah, handy, this flashback device.
Memories.
Her death has robbed me of the revenge that I have long dreamed.
One night of passion and...
Like the ring transports of my mind. I promise, folks, not to sing again. Ever. I'm well aware of how badly I sing.
But I will get some.
No, wait.
Oh, we didn't see that coming, did we?
Well, those of us who've seen the episode before did. What we didn't see coming was what we're about to see. Oh, Scott suggested for episode 100 or something, we should do a proper MST3K and just heckle the episode.
Well, the actual 100th episode or a random episode?
Preferably the actual 100th episode.
Oh, well, we don't want to heck... Oh, that's wormhole extreme, isn't it? Oh, yeah. That's fair enough, yeah. That's crap. Well, it wasn't very good, was it? Be honest.
I thought it was fun. Of course, their episode 100 may not be our episode 100.
That's true, yeah.
What's going on up there?
Naonak just killed Binar.
What? Why?
I have no idea. Binar was about to kill me. Naonak came in and shot him with his staff weapon. He didn't say a word. He just sent me back down here.
The denizens will riot.
This could be our shot.
To do what? The ring is to go to Sokar's palace.
Hey, it's way out of here.
Well, she was one person and she had a hand device.
Leave me.
Jacob, you seem to be missing the whole point.
Yeah, Jacob, we're not exactly come all this way just to leave you here.
Yes, but we didn't get revealed. No, we're not going to get revealed for another three or four minutes, are we?
Not yet, no.
I'm still quite stunned they didn't use this as a season, not a season finale, but at least a mid-season break.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, as two-parters go, this would have left the fans gagging. You know, I only had to wait a night the first time, because I really only started, I got into this sort of consecutively when Sky was showing it every night.
Yeah.
So I only had to wait like 24 hours.
I'll take those odds. Come here.
Oh.
Oopsie.
Hasn't got very good sensors either, has it? And they must be really bad shots.
Well, of course they're really bad shots. They're like stormtroopers.
Tilkus Daniel, come in over.
What are you doing?
I'm just communicating with my friend through this little communication device.
That's it, Daniel. Honesty is always the best policy. Well, see, that's just careless, isn't it? You see one bloke get ambushed, and then you just walk into the trap.
Your bloke weren't ambushed properly.
No,
he looks a bit like the guy that played Kronos.
What, the long, wavy ear?
Yeah. I copy.
This way.
Artu says the ring device on their ship should be able to locate the path the matter stream will take.
I will be in position.
He's a bit busy at the moment.
Doesn't that thing come with weapons?
No, it hasn't got any weapons. Yeah.
What?
It's a transport vessel, isn't it? It's like a Firefly. It's got a big engine, and that's it.
Hmm.
I mean, I think the problem was that, you know, when they said it with the Jolinar shuttle that had been just the basics repaired, you would hope the Tok'ra had something a little bit more advanced.
Where was the key to be inserted?
Over here.
Hmm.
Oh, dear. In the keyhole. Be a laugh if you broke it, wouldn't it?
Yes. We have bad guys approaching. We have very ticked off bad guys approaching.
You make it work?
Of course you can, Jack. Mm-hmm. I'll hold him off with this.
We're in no hurry. You can just sit there and toy with... big...
Yeah, it's good to know the fed well.
Sorry?
It's good to know that, you know, some of these denizens are actually fed well. They've got their own version of Muscle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Tilk, we're almost ready. Tilk, your copy.
It's embarrassing, isn't it? You can't shoot down a little shuttle cargo craft.
Tilk's a good flyer.
He shouldn't be that good.
He flies at the speed of plot.
Get ready. Tilk! Tilk's not responding.
He said he'd be there, right?
He is not.
He'll be there.
I've got to admire Jack's faith in Tilk.
There's nothing to receive the beam.
Well, if they get it working, they'll end up on the planet.
Will they end up on the planet, or will they end up sort of in vacuum?
See, that's how you open a door.
Yes, I guess they're not going anywhere.
Long time no see, guys.
We have not seen them yet.
Oh, that bloke's drunk with power. He's got a promotion.
Yes.
Kneel before Nayanak.
You shall call me Nayanak no longer. From this day forth, reclaim my real name.
Yes.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're thinking, hang on a minute, I know that voice. Yes.
Apophis.
Sokar must have a thing about eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. This isn't going to end well.
No.
To be continued. Wouldn't you believe it?
Well, yes, clearly.
43 minutes has flown by.
Indeed. Well, that's not what I wanted to do, you stupid machine. It's got to be the longest URL ever. Sorry, yeah, I'm checking the email.
Righto.
So, vamp away.
Vamp away. Yeah, this double episode, you know, actually Jonathan Glasner's on record saying it was almost as expensive as the pilot itself. That's why it had to be split up into two episodes, just, you know, to make sure they had the budget for it. Took a couple of months to build the set, and they shot it all in one go.
Well, I'd imagine so. They only build the set. I mean, it's not like they can afford to leave sets like that standing.
Yeah.
I know, we'll shoot another couple of episodes. We'll come back in a few weeks and use this again.
Suppose you light it differently. It can look totally different.
You need to light it in blue and make it watery or something.
Yeah.
So that was part one. We will be back next week with part two, which is entitled, despite what the transcript says, appropriately enough, given the review we've just had, The Devil You Know.
That's a good title. Referring to, I assume, Apophis.
Yes. Well, there is a picture on the back of my box of Apophis.
Is there?
Yeah, what I'm thinking is, if you hadn't actually watched it, what a bloody giant spoiler. Bought it and you'd never seen it, and you just take it out, you happen to glance down the back of the box. Oh, look, there's Apophis.
Luckily, part two is on the next volume. bless him. Bless him.
Not in the States. In the States, they only had 5 volumes per series. You Brits got ripped off with 6.
I can't believe how much I spent on this show over the years, buying volumes as they came out.
You see, that's true fandom, that is.
It's
like the BBC, if I go briefly. The BBC have a tendency to have the DVDs pressed and ready before the series is broadcast. They have to be.
Good or bad, it's going to get released.
Yeah, because essentially, in my experience, BBC generally releases 2 to 3 days after the final episode airs. I mean, you can generally, certainly in the UK, you can have the DVD in your hands less than a week and possibly a day or two after a final episode has shown on TV. They don't tend to repeat, and it's just bang, and it's out there. And as Aaron says with the BBC, why do they charge so much? Because it's paid for by license fees. It's all gravy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But they have commercial partners and they make sure the money keeps rolling in. Mm. What a shame. Yeah, the Stargate Season 1 full box set, everything in it. It was £80. Now it's gone back to £149. What a shame.
Yeah. I guess the sales were high enough. Well, so yeah. Back up again. Well, you could get Amazon's order guarantee.
Next time on Stargate SG-1.
We could be the key to us finally kicking those slimy snakeheads out of the galaxy.
Two demons with one desire.
Once under its spell, you will tell me everything.
Kill him. Slowly.
To steal the secrets of Stargate.
Tell me the way home to Earth.
Tell me!
No!
Tell me now, or I will kill your father.
When the devil you know...
You are here for my amusement.
...is worse than the devil you don't know.
No!
This is not real.
Can the SG-1 team escape certain death? On the next Stargate, SG-1.
So we have no comments. That's pretty much it for this week, folks. To get in contact, you can email us, gatecast@facecast.com. You can leave comments on our website if you've downloaded this from iTunes and you're not sure where it's come from, although the feed URL should tell you that. It's gatecast.facecast.com. You can join and feel free to comment on our Facebook group, The Gatecast. You can tweet us on The Gatecast, or to be specific, at The Gatecast. We've yet to actually receive any tweets, so, you know, I might consider a small sort of celebration if we actually get one. And no, Mike, that is not an excuse to create another Twitter account, pretend to be somebody else and send us one just to make me feel better.
Would I do that?
You might.
Nah,
especially if we offered a small cash prize.
Well, maybe.
No, I'm buying a house. I can't afford small cash prizes. However, and finally, because I discovered it is actually written on the website after all.
What, the phone number?
If you're in the continental United States and quite possibly Canada, but certainly not Ireland or the UK, he said, scrolling down desperately.
Have you got it?
Yes, it's 206-350-5639, which I believe stands for 206 SG-1 Gate. Does that look like SG-1 Gate?
No, it doesn't actually.
It's something similar to that. I know Scott set it up so that it spelled out something appropriate, but I'm down.
Good, take his word for it then.
My mobile phone dialer doesn't actually have the letters on the numbers, so I honestly couldn't tell you. Our listeners are, to quote Terry about his readers, people of infinite taste and sensibility.
Do right.
So that's it. I've given you all the contact info, so we're going to sign off at this point because it's actually getting dark outside and I need to go and buy a rather larger amount of healthy food so I can include stuff I'm allowed to eat for the next year or so.
Okay, folks.
Why do you keep looking down the bottom right-hand corner? The clock's up the top right-hand corner. Damn it.
Had that trouble last week, didn't you?
Yes.
You got used to it yet?
I use this PC for about 2 hours a week, once a week.
Oh, no. Right. Yeah. Right then. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll see you next week with part two, The Devil You Know.
Yep. Contact us. Feel free. It's fun. We'll play it on the show, honestly. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com. We'll